The Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief, number 39 for Tuesday, July the 17th, 2018. The crazy value of timely encouragement. We watch and we read, well, almost any biography of a high achiever, and we very often, most often, we see and we hear a story about somebody in their life who expressed extraordinary confidence in them, and not the stereotypical parents who tell their child, you can do this, you can do anything you put your mind to. No, something more precise and something more powerful and something that may not have been told to them, something that may have been said about them, and it could have been even somebody that they didn't know. John McEnroe was recently on Joe Buck's TV show, Undeniable with Joe Buck. As a teenager, I think he was in a college playing for the NCAA tournament, and perhaps he had already won that championship, that national championship, but he was very young, and a reporter saw him play and wrote that within 5 years, he would be the number one player. Now, here was somebody, not a close friend, not a family member, not even someone that John knew personally, but a fellow with credentials, an expert, if you please, who saw something that McEnroe admitted he didn't see in himself. But you can tell. You can tell that it fueled within him possibilities that he may not have fully understood. And it speaks to the power of somebody else believing in us and expressing that. Now, I'm not discounting generic parental encouragement, but there's something remarkable about somebody else, a person who we know has a different perspective, perhaps a person that we know is more objective and more of an expert than mom, and they encourage us, directly or indirectly. McEnroe was encouraged not by what was said to him, but by what was written about him. The who, the what, and the when of this encouragement, it matters. I want you to think about your own life and reflect on the people who have served you in one way or another. Was there something that somebody said about you that made a major impact on you? Who were they? What did they say? When did they say it? These things matter. Who? We've all learned the truth of the phrase, consider the source. Now, most often we use that whenever we're trying to talk a friend off the ledge about some unjust criticism that they feel that they've suffered, and we listen to them, we console them, and we will often say, listen, just consider the source, meaning the opinion of that person, it doesn't matter, but there are other people who matter an awful lot. Sometimes we get a lot of compliments, we get a lot of encouragement, but there is somebody, and we're not getting it from them. Somebody whose encouragement we feel would mean more than all the others for whatever reason. I've seen this in my life, especially when we're talking about younger people who may have an older mentor, and the older mentor is just not as forthcoming with the praise as all their peers are. And now that I'm older, I get it. I understand it. Because the older person realizes, you know, everybody's fawning all over this person, and I could fall in line and I could do the same, and now they'll just get a head swell. Maybe even become overly arrogant, overly confident. But boy, that person will really push hard to try to get that compliment. So I get it. The source of the encouragement really determines the weight of it. That's the point. I mean, you know, when mom tells her daughter what a great singer she is, well, that's cool and all. But when Simon Cowell tells her, that's epic because he's an expert. Mom can't really help her daughter's career by recognizing, hey, you're a great singer, but boy, Simon can, because what Simon says matters more. What is said, that matters. So McEnroe reads that a tennis reporter declared within 5 years he's going to be number one. And it seems at the time that McEnroe didn't think of himself at that scale. And it's hard to separate the what from the when, because at least here in John's case, when this was said, he hadn't really yet formed the dream to be great at that scale. And perhaps that remark, well, it certainly contributed, but perhaps it fired within him the determination that he could compete at the highest levels possible, that this wasn't just about being an NCAA champion. It wasn't just about being a regional Queens, New York phenom. The specifics matter. Simon Cowell can tell the girl she's got a pretty voice, but she won't ever make a living singing. That's not the same as telling her she's spectacular and she'll be advancing on the show. What he says and what he doesn't say, it matters to her. Now, come on, we have to face the elephant in the room, and that is she's got to have the skill worthy of the encouragement. When is our third major component? When the girl is trying to make it onto the TV talent show with Simon Cowell, she needs confidence. If she's got real talent, she's likely on this stage, a stage like this, for the first time in her life. She's inexperienced. She doesn't have a lot of knowledge. She doesn't really know if she's got the right stuff or not. Thinking that you do isn't quite the same as hearing somebody else who knows more than you express their belief, yep, you do. At this moment, what Simon says matters. The timing matters. It matters to us because this is our life we're talking about. Now let's go back. Let's go back to your life and your memory of somebody with high credibility, maybe a friend, maybe family, maybe somebody that you didn't even know personally, but they had high credibility. That's important. And they encouraged you. Be detailed as you recall this. Who was it? What exactly did they say? When did they say it? Think for a few minutes about the power of that and the impact that that had on your life. And maybe it was so pivotal that it made all the difference in the world. Maybe it was more subtle, but it was just as powerful. Doesn't matter. It was outside expert confirmation that you were able, capable. And that expression of belief in you was critical. Now, here's the real point of today's show. Your leadership, your influence, your power, your encouragement. Now, recognition is a big deal, but that's more of a reward. That's not what this is. This is encouragement. This is the expression of belief in something not yet fully realized. John McEnroe was not yet number one. This was encouragement for him to be number one because that was confirmation that this person believed he's got that kind of talent. He's got that kind of skill. It's not the reward for having already accomplished the thing. It's encouragement for the person to keep pressing in order to achieve the thing. Look around. You got people in your sphere of leadership who show signs of true greatness. You see something in them, some capacity that you're not sure if they see it in themselves. Don't sit on that belief. Share it with them and do that however it suits you best. Yes, you guessed what I'm going to say. You'll figure it out. Now, you're not off the hook. You can't sit there and exclaim, well, you know, I'm just not that type of person. I'm just not that type of leader. What? You're not an encouraging type of leader? Then I got news for you. You're not a leader. If you can't encourage, you can't lead, period. Because leadership is serving people, and people need and people deserve encouragement. It's been said that great leaders see the future first. Okay, well, let's apply that. Let's apply that to the people in your life. What future do you see in them? Like that reporter saw in McEnroe, what future do you see in them? Is it bright? Do you see a potential that isn't yet realized? Then tell them. Say so. Share it. Be specific about what you see. Be specific about how they might be able to achieve it and what you might be willing to do to help them. I hear these stories of high achievers like John McEnroe who got some encouragement out of the blue at the right time. And I often wonder what might have happened if that had never happened. The fact that somebody saw him being the number one player propelled him toward believing that it was possible. What if you sit on the encouragement that you're thinking about and you never deliver it? It never happens. That person might not pursue it. They might give up. They may never achieve the things they could, all because you're reluctant to encourage them in a timely, fitting, specific, and appropriate way. Be the encouraging leader. Few things will provide a higher ROI to that person. And after all, their success is your success. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.